Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD and wherever you download it from. This is 976A. The A are always the latest news of the week, medical news of the week, obviously, and especially what it means for you. This is a sensational week for what it means for you, as well as for our B segment. On the B, we had Sarah Ban Brethnick talking about Simple Abundance. It's a book that was designed for women, number one bestseller for 2 years. 2 years it was number one atop the New York Times list. Of course, it got launched on Oprah, and gratitude is a lot of what Simple Abundance is about, but gratitude and the ability to live each day as well as you can. But she is, and to be thankful for what you have, and she is sensational. That's the 976B. We are always, both the A and the B segment, brought to you by Persona Nutrition, where you can find out what you're missing or what you have in abundance in your own nutritional selections. That is how you eat every day. Talk to a nutritionist for free. It's at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Great website and a great chance, if you want to, click the button and talk to someone about what it is you need or don't need in your supplements and how to get them inexpensively and packaged just for you. I am a member of their scientific advisory board, so I do have some bias. They put it together well. Plus, we've got a great offer today for you. Just go to personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's personanutrition.com. Persona Nutrition, one word, P-E-R-S-O-N-A, nutrition.com/Roizen, where you can take your free assessment and get 50% off on your order today. That's right, 50% off on your first order. What have you got to lose? Try it today. PersonaNutrition.com/Roizen. 976B, as I said, is Sarah Ban Brethnick. We had a great guest at 975B as well. Ken Getz, information and questions to ask before you volunteer for a clinical trial. And we've had a run. 974B and 972B are about your skin and how to keep it young. Mike Bruce, the sleep doc, was 973B. David Hanscom, 970B. Do you really need spine surgery? Back in Control is his book, and you don't need it in the most cases. 968, the eights are sensational. 968, David Sinclair, probably the best book I have ever read on aging or about aging, including mine. This is a better book than I could ever write. David Sinclair, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have to. 962B, Leonard Calabrese, Immune Strength. I know I'm going through my favorites. 948B, Marwan Sabah, author of Fighting for My Life, and probably my favorite non-book on aging, but it will age you if you read this one, Catherine Eban, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom. She does a sensational job talking about the problems of a generic, of what happened with the generic drug boom and how it got polluted by foreign countries, foreign companies, even American companies that set up foreign shops, hoodwinking the FDA. I guess hoodwinking would be a nice word for what they did to the FDA. But let's go through the stories of this week that I think are so sensational. And I'm almost going to go through them in order because there are so many, but I'm going to actually go in one reverse order. This was a set of studies, three different studies, done in grocery stores and restaurants on what would happen if instead of seeing the calorie counts, you saw the exercise required to, if you will, consume the calories in that food. In other words, instead of seeing 229 calories on a snack bar, you'd say it would take 22 minutes of running or 44 minutes of solid walking to use up this set of calories. Would it decrease your food intake and make it healthier? And the answer was yes. In all three studies, between 80 and 100 calories per meal, that means you'd lose about 250 calories a day on average. These weren't long-term studies, so we don't know whether you'd stick with it. And they weren't in real-life restaurants and grocery stores. But incredible stuff. And what it meant is that the obesity epidemic, which really started in 1983 with us consuming 2%, 40 more calories a day, compounded annually so that we're now consuming 250 more calories a day, you'd eradicate that just by putting the exercise equivalents instead of the calories on the menus and food that is on the labels. I hope the FDA does that or requires that. An epidemic in loneliness in America? Maybe not. That is, when you look at people from the 1960s who were 65 to 80, when you look at people in the 2002s, and again now, it's the same degree. We perceive it more maybe because of social media and we're more aware of it, but it's the same degree of loneliness. But now you have social media, clubs, social events. What will we live in 2050? Will we be living in communal arrangements the way the millennials are now? 5 to 10 people in a house sharing common living room, common kitchen, common dining facilities. That would cut down on it probably a lot. That's what the prediction is by, in fact, my book co-author, coming up book, if you will, The Great Age Reboot, which should come out next year, is about what will happen and how to prepare for the Great Age Reboot so you can be half your calendar age. That's what is coming. More Americans now dying at home rather than hospice. That's right. We've now got more of us have committed to dying at home and are, because hospice is at home rather than in the hospital. So it's now about, this is the year we overtook it. I'm going to have to get the actual article out, if you will, but it is 31% of people died at home in 2017, the most recent year we have data for, as opposed to 30% who died in the hospital. Another 21% died in the nursing home, 8% in actually a hospice facility. But more of us are dying. 31% have chosen to die at home. Probably a good thing. Obviously, the other people died at accidents or on the road or other places. Sleeping too long raises your stroke risk. If you're both sleeping 9 hours a day and taking a nap, more than 20-minute nap, it actually increases your risk of dying of a stroke by about a third. We don't know which the cart and the horse, but if you find yourself sleeping more, figure out why it is you're sleeping more and go and get medical advice so that you don't have to sleep that much. But nurses are sleeping too little. Turns out that nurses on their day of work, probably because of shift work and having to come in at specific times, are sleeping an hour and a half. That's a huge amount, hour and a half less on their days when they work than on the days when they're off. And that's, we think, increasing their sleepiness at work and error rate. So what do you do? I don't know what the answer is for you to do, but for nurses, go to bed earlier, please.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Air pollution is tied to hospital risk for a number of diseases. We always knew that increased air pollution days were associated with inflammation in your body and thus more heart attacks and strokes. But it turns out it isn't just that or lung disease. It's every disease. Diabetes they're dying of. They're dying of neurologic diseases. They're dying of every other cause. Kidney failure. Intestinal obstruction. So air pollution, a big deal. Write your congressman, write your senator, tell them you want the EPA rules tightened because they have gotten looser in this last 4-year period. Get them tightened again because this looseness and coal-fired power plants are not the answer. We can't get clean coal, unfortunately, if you look at the air pollution. Don't live near freeway, move every block away, further from the freeway, decreases the air pollution, especially from diesel. Diesel is a major cause of air pollution in America, and we want you to live further from the freeway. Next study is that rural seniors are hurt by a lack of medical specialists. If you live in a rural area, get a telehealth connection to a specialist. Even doing it once reduces your increased risk of death by over 70%. It's amazing. Just contacting a specialist and having that advice rather than just a family practitioner or an internist or family or primary care provider in your local area makes a big difference for a lot of diseases. I was totally surprised by this story. Black patients may not gain the heart benefits of low-dose aspirin. That we don't know whether they're benefiting from cancer or whether it's a resistance to it. We don't know the mechanism, but it turns out non-Hispanic black patients don't benefit as much from aspirin as do Hispanics or as do Caucasians. We don't know why, but my guess is it's a dose. That is, 34% of Americans we know require 2 baby aspirin to get the same clotting benefit. Half of aspirin, baby aspirin in the morning, baby aspirin in the evening with a half a glass of warm water before and after is key to reducing side effects of aspirin too. On the other hand, there's a great story about aspirin. That is, a baby aspirin or regular aspirin a day seems to reduce the risk of migraines as much as many of the much more expensive medicines. And taking 6 or 8 aspirin when you get an attack seems to do just as good at ablating or treating the migraine. Much cheaper. That's how the studies were done. They looked at 13 studies on migraine and aspirin compared to other drugs, and that's how they got this data. Last story is it may be that we should have tighter alcohol laws so that you can't binge drink as much. Binge drinking is associated with increased cancer rates. Those are bad for all of us. So tighter alcohol laws probably will reduce cancer deaths from alcohol from 20,000 to about 10,000 a year. Again, something you should advocate for in addition to air pollution standards. Main thing, think of when you buy food, think of how much you have to exercise to get rid of the metabolic cost of that food, and you'll start eating more sensibly and more healthy if you're likely. And remember, get enough sleep before you go to work by scheduling sleep into your life. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We are brought to you, as always, by Persona Nutrition. You can find out what you're missing. Talk to a nutritionist, all for free, at mypersona.com and find out if you should get a more efficient pack of supplements and vitamins for yourself, or maybe you're getting the ideal already and you'll be confirmed in that. mypersona.com is our sponsor. This has been Podcast 976A, the medical news of the week and what it means to you. Remember, live further from where diesel trucks roam and further from freeways, and talk to your congressmen and senators about tighter air pollution rules, because air pollution dramatically increases inflammation in your body and your death risk from a whole bunch of diseases. Thanks again for listening. Luis, thanks for great engineering, and thank you for helping bring this program to us. That is, you're the one who motivates us. Thanks again, and we have great guests. Remember to look at the B segment, this week's B segment, Spectacular Simple Abundance. Thanks again.